Well, hello and welcome back to another edition of the BH Sales Chemical Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all. Some of you via invitation where applicable, my two church mice, Peter and Paul, each and every day, forever and ever. However you got here, continue to do so, continue paying it forward. We are growing exponentially with your help by doing so, by paying it forward. We're now in our sixth year of daily audio shows, usually three of them. And my YouTube offering is Grandpa Bill at Bill Holt 8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share us. More importantly, subscribe. We're comfortable in doing so. We grow one star seed at a time by you continuing to pay it forward. We usually have a couple of probing questions each and every day in the descriptions of the said shows. Much like today's, will be about 30 minutes. We're going to do a segment of workouts for geriatrics, aka Silver Streakers, good for all kids from 1 to 92, about health and wellness. Today, isolating a little bit more on the nutrition side of our programming there. Going to go through a couple of different categories within the 30 minutes. Workouts for geriatrics, Silver Streakers, talking about balancing phosphorus and calcium in the diet and for nutrition, for overall good health in the broad categories that we talk about each and every day, food for the mind, the body, and the soul. We'll be right back in 10 seconds. Thanks for joining us. Okay, deep calming breath. Segue right into today's episode. Thanks for joining us. We're here for another episode of Workouts for Geriatrics, Silver Streakers. Exercise is good for everyone, all kids from 1 to 92. We do have segments of resistance, bands, free weights. We talk nutrition and we actually talk different types of healthcare, insurance policies, and so forth. Today, talking on the nutrition side, diving deep into a topic that's essential for particularly bone health. We've talked a lot about that archivally there at those series of shows over the years. Bone health at any age is important. Calcium and phosphorus are the two balancing features of foods enriched with both to try to balance a good, in particular, with strong bone strength. We all know that calcium is super important for strong bones, but there's another player on the field, phosphorus. Phosphorus itself is a vital nutrient, but like anything, too much of it can disrupt the delicate balance within our bodies. When phosphorus intake is high and calcium intake is low, our bodies start pulling calcium from our bones to balance things out. This can lead, obviously, to weaker bones and osteoporosis over time. The ideal calcium to phosphorus ratio, I'm a lay person in all of that, so depending on what resource, what doctor, what chart, they differentiate as you explore the World Wide Web. But the magic number, if you will, is the number one, and a great Three Dog Night song, one can be the loneliest number. Different connotation, subjects for a different show that we feature over at the Holistic Healing Hour a little bit later about anxiety. So the magic number is one. Ideally, we want to churn, or we want a calcium to phosphorus ratio of close to one, or even maybe a little bit higher. Again, what chart, what doctor, your, you know, whatever. But pretty much that's the consensus. So the key is to make sure you're getting enough calcium in your diet to balance out the phosphorus-rich foods that you might be eating. We've talked about some examples before in greater depth in and of themselves, whole shows on, if you will. So some of the phosphorus categories that we've talked about in and of themselves include meat, poultry, fish, dairy products. Those are all naturally high in phosphorus. And then you get to processed foods, sodas, and baked goods that are loaded with phosphorus additives. Additives, bad. Natural, good. Calcium-rich foods for the calcium cavalry, if you will. Dairy products, obviously, milk, yogurt, cheese are the classic calcium sources. But there's a whole world of calcium-rich options out there, including leafy green vegetables like kale, like collard greens, like canned sardines with soft bones in the sardines and consuming them as such, calcium-fortified tofu and soy milk, and even certain nuts and seeds, and we'll get into the nuts part, and we have in our main mentor moments many times, supporting a great sprouted nut company right here in Maine. Living Nuts. Sprouted changes everything to the good side. Check out the archival shows, or those of you that are familiar with Living Nuts, or those of you that are not. And that's N-U-T-Z, a little fun on the last name of Living Nuts. Check them out. Other tips for incorporating more calcium. Start your day with a calcium punch. You can sprinkle grated cheese or a dollop of yogurt on your morning scramble of breakfast eggs, if that's your morning scramble, if you will. You can snack on calcium-rich veggies with a low-fat dressing. You can enjoy calcium-fortified cereals or oatmeal, but warning, warning, danger, danger. Be careful, read your labels and so forth. But you can get a good natural oatmeal source and so forth without all the additives. That's what you want to try to get away from. So, and dark leafy vegetables in tandem with is even better still. And if you're lactose intolerant, like anything, consult your doctor to include calcium supplements. A balanced diet is key to overall health and strong bones. By keeping an eye on your calcium and phosphorus intake, you can ensure your body has the building blocks it needs to stay strong and healthy for years to come. So the importance of balancing phosphorus and calcium. It's vital. Phosphorus is a vital nutrient for many bodily functions. However, too much phosphorus, like too much anything, as we said, can disrupt the delicate dance between calcium and phosphorus in the body. A calcium thief, if you will. When dietary calcium intake is low and phosphorus intake is high, our bodies go into calcium conservation mode. The parathyroid glands located near our thyroid release a hormone called parathyroid hormone, or PTH, which instructs our bones to then release the stored calcium into the bloodstream to maintain normal blood calcium levels. This is great in the short term, but over time, it can lead to weaker bones, chronic reliance on bone calcium to maintain blood levels, and weaken bones and increase the risk of osteoporosis in and of itself by overcompensating through supplementation, especially as we age, even more so. Increased inflammation, elevated PTH levels due to low calcium intake are associated with a systemic pro-inflammatory state. Those of you that have been there, done that, or have arthritis and or cheat on a diet, I have both my hands in the air, because I've definitely experiencing it myself. But I'm overcompensating on known things that I'm not supposed to eat. I don't do that often, but I've maybe had to go stand in the corner a little bit. I kid a tiny bit of late. And it's exactly the reaction in my own body to that. And I knew it. I know it. And I did it. Fortunately, I have my body by the many years of not doing it on a much more consistent basis that I come in and out of it quickly as long as I get back on the good boy trail. Welcome to the human race. So phosphorus is key. Focusing solely on it without considering calcium or vice versa, that's the key. Everything is balanced. And in my next video, when I get there, I'm going to do the balancing that we've talked about and done before, and I'll show you some one-foot balance and all of that. That's a good proportionary guide as well. How good or bad. Some days are better than others. You're going to teeter, some, all of that. It's all contributory to circulatory, what you've taken in, what you know, what's retained in your body, what prescriptions you're already on, what you're eating, infinity, what you're eating, how often, portion control, and if it's processed, which the old Western diet, that's the key to obesity, and unfortunately, all of the peripheral diseases that come with it. Challenged livers, challenged gallbladders, challenged pancreatic cancers. It's brutal, but it's real. And the truth be told, much of it is self-inflicted. So, the reality of the balance on stepping up and knowing that and fervently wanting to do something about it and all of that, that's between yourself, your God, your doctor, and your heredity and all of that. But if you're a beast because you chose to do so, as opposed to glandular or what have you, there's the rub. That's the epitome of balance, or lack thereof. So the list of phosphorus foods is long and extensive, as well as calcium. But phosphorus-rich foods, a few examples again, meat, poultry, fish, they're all naturally high in phosphorus. Lean cuts are generally better choices. Again, the more on a business level that you know your butcher were applicable, your gardener, your baker, and yeah, maybe even the candlestick maker. All humor aside, humor intended a little bit, but locally owned, grown, supports the economy. You kind of know what it's all about, Alfie. If you get to that level, you know what is or isn't being added, especially if you're of the, you know, you get it from the farm, or you get to know the farmers and what herbicides they do or don't use, your local vegetable market, and proprietors accordingly. We have to be more and more vigilant on that. And if you really, 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 really want to be prepared for all the new things that are in the wind, literally and figuratively, of biblical proportions, a whole plethora of maladies, diseases, toxins, and the land is polluted, the air is polluted, the water, the ocean, the air, the food, the drift off, the wind shifts, the weather patterns, the by design agricultural stuff, big farmer, big chemical, all of the enemies that have been there forever and ever. So dairy products are rich, milk, yogurt, cheese, excellent sources of phosphorus. Offer low fat or free fat varieties, but be careful of no fat and low fat. It can be counterintuitive and work against your body. Eggs, in and of themselves, the price of them, the quality of them, challenging. Processed foods. Truth be told, contributing factor probably for so many obituaries over a lifetime. Diluted with phosphorus additives. Again, get back to being vigilant about reading food labels. Sources. What countries are the foods coming from? Not your local market. The source of what you're putting into your bodies. Nuts and seeds. They can and are a healthy choice and source of phosphorus, but they're also higher in phytic acid, another whole show in and of itself, in an archive, I believe we've done it. And phytic acid can inhibit mineral absorption. Thus, we get back to the balancing. That's why soaking or sprouted nuts and seeds not only can help reduce phytic acid content, they do when the process is done right. Again, highly recommend living nuts. Calcium-rich foods, dairy products. Dairy products like milk, yogurt, and cheese are classic calcium sources. Again, read the labels. If you know the dairy, if you know the farmer, if you know the source, if you know what's in it, truly. That's the challenge. Leafy green vegetables in tandem with darky and dark leaf vegetables, kale, collard greens, Swiss chard, sea vegetables are superlative. Canned sardines, preferably with soft bones in them, chew the bones too, like we said. The silk, soy products, over the counter, all of that. Read the labels. There's better choices. And be real vigilant on nuts, where the sources are, where they come from, what's in them, what isn't, how they're handled, where they're packaged, country of origin, dates, not dates, the fruit. That's a good one, but dates on the labels. It's not outside the unforeseen now that on some shelves, they're past the due date when they go out the door, depending on the venue, the area, the source, and a whole variety of the New World Order. Beans and legumes are superlative. Like anything, you have to balance them. Know the source, how are they grown, what's on them, what's in them. The cleaner source food, the better. We have sources to reference you to. We do. It's all up to you. Health Ranger store is clean food. Menus and balancing calcium and phosphorus. Examples of oatmeal, a good one. Sliced banana, almonds, you know, mix it up. Your concoction, your body, your choice. Do it healthfully. A sprinkle of chia seeds for the calcium. Glass of milk if you imbibe. Calcium and phosphorus contained within. Good balance. For lunch, perhaps, a grilled chicken breast sandwich on whole wheat bread. Maybe sprouted bread, in my humble opinion, better still, both palatability and health-wise, with spinach and low-fat cheese. Again, spinach, one of the dirtiest vegetables out there. Make sure you clean it, and then clean it again, and again, the source, how it's handled, the better. Low fat cheese, calcium and phosphorus with a side salad with a light vinaigrette dressing. Salmon, perhaps for dinner. Roasted Brussels sprouts. Quinoa, that gives you the calcium and phosphorus balance between those entree choices, just as an example. Second day, mix it up a little bit. For breakfast, perhaps have a Greek yogurt with berries. And frozen berries are superlative. Better than some in the natural sense. Longer preservation, hold the nutrient values, fits the budget. Just try to keep them as clean. The sources, knowing the point of origin as best as you can. It's a vicious cycle. We all have to do what we have to do. Lunch, you might try a lentil soup with a side salad and a slice of whole wheat bread. That gives you the calcium and phosphorus balance. That's what we're shooting for here. Dinner could be a tofu scramble for those of you that do tofu. With chopped vegetables, your choice. Calcium, side of brown rice. That gives you the calcium and the phosphorus balance self-contained in the one meal. Again, rotation examples here only. Day three, breakfast, maybe scrambled eggs, again with spinach and a slice of whole wheat toast. That gives you the calcium and phosphorus balance. Lunch could be tuna salad on whole white wheat. I'm sorry, try saying that again. Whole wheat bread, not white bread. Try to stay away from white bread. Again, budgets, doing what you have to do. A little bit of white bread, but try to stay away from white bread if you're really trying to get the balance out of anything. You're not getting any nutrient value out of white bread. You're just not. So tuna salad with sandwich on whole wheat bread with lettuce and tomato. That gives you the phosphorus. And a side of baby carrots. I just got myself some more, trying to get back on keto, baby carrots at the last grocery store visit. My first grocery store visit in a long time. Graham does most of the shopping. I happened to go the other day. And in reality, that's why I wrote this, revisited writing this article again. Not only the prices, which I knew and I'm aware of course, but when you're right there seeing it, you know, I haven't been in the venue for a while. And then it made me revisit, like, you know, how we veered off course. It seems as though we were all doing pretty good about reading labels. That was, you know, before everything, 4 or 5 years ago. And we were getting pretty good at that. And I think that ship got derailed as well. And again, a lot of that is a lot of theater by intent. The World Arena. So, breakfast smoothie made with spinach, banana, almond milk, and scoop of protein powder. That's calcium. Black bean burgers. It's an acquired taste. And again, your source of how you make them, the beans and all of that. But on a whole wheat bun with a side of sweet potato fries, calcium and phosphorus, superlative. Pretty good on the caloric side as well. Then you could do baked cod with roasted asparagus and quinoa for dinner. These are all varietal. It's the mixture in trying to balance three squares a day, challenging in today's world for all the obvious and aforementioned. It's a challenge. The quality of, the price of, the supply of, the source of, the toxicity, all of it. Herbicides galore, directly applied and through weather patterns and air drifts. This is why there's really nothing that's anthropogenically pollution-free anywhere on the planet, except deep, deep, deep cavernous water that's been preserved from any kind of nuclear, atomic bomb fallout testing, nuclear testing, or any other kind of stuff that falls from the sky, except tourmaline spring water. And any deep cavernous water, there are other natural springs around the world. The imperative part is they must be and are deep cavernous. The difference, tourmaline spring goes directly from the ground to the bottle. And then, of course, the bottles, safe, sound, non-BPA, it's explanatory, they're very transparent. They literally and figuratively got dragged through the mud. We proved them all wrong. When I say we, I gave them moral support. They did quite well on their own. I did nothing but give them the moral support that they deserved. They did a tremendous job, and it was pretty duressful and stressful, as it is with all propagandized attacks on any business or entity. Which is also why we increase talking about health each and every day. Look what you've done, Alfie. So not only do you bring scenarios upon yourself, you definitely inflict bad food choices each and every day where applicable when you do so. Truth be told. So let's take a 10-second break. We'll come back and we'll wrap this Workouts for Geriatrics up for today's episode. And we come right back in 10 seconds. Talking about calcium and phosphorus. We'll be right back. Okay, deep calming breath. We'll go about 5 more minutes in the final segment for today's show. Thanks again for being here. Continue doing so. Let's talk quickly, closing out here, about fruits and vegetables, phosphorus and calcium rich, some ideas and examples of each here in the last 5 minutes or so before we close out for today. We'll pick it up tomorrow. Power up your snacks with fruits and veggies for a calcium and phosphorus balance. Fruits and vegetables, nature's powerhouse snacks. Fruits and vegetables are nature's powerhouses packed with essential vitamins, minerals, and fiber. The good news is many fruits and vegetables can also contribute to a balanced calcium and phosphorus intake, facilitating good balance. Calcium-rich fruits and veggies include the aforementioned leafy greens. We mentioned them earlier, but they deserve a repeat. Kale, collard greens, Swiss chard, even bok choy, all are superstars when it comes to calcium. You can enjoy them raw or in a salad, steamed or even sauteed with garlic. Many derivations on that theme. Figs. These little gems are an excellent source of calcium and fiber. You can enjoy them fresh, dried, pardon me, or even grill them and eat them warm as a sweet treat. Oranges are not only sources of vitamin C, but they also contain a fair amount of calcium. Dried fruits like raisins, prunes, and dried apricots all pack a calcium punch. Just be mindful of portion sizes, as dried fruits can also be high in sugar. Phosphorus-friendly fruits and veggies include any kind of a berry, blueberry, raspberry, strawberry. All the colorful berries are bursting with antioxidants and vitamins and are naturally lower in phosphorus. Bell peppers are real good. Red, yellow, orange, or green. Variety of all of those colors are really good. Bell peppers are a versatile and colorful snack option. They're low in phosphorus and packed with vitamin C. Celery sticks are real good. And a classic low-calorie, low-phosphorus snack, pair it with some hummus or low-fat cream cheese or any added protein and flavor. Carrots, a crunchy and sweet snack option. Carrots are low in phosphorus and a good source of beta-carotene. Variety is the key. Mix and match your calcium-rich and phosphorus-friendly options to create a balanced and delicious snack plate. Portion control forever and ever. Even healthy snacks can add extra calories. Be mindful of the portion sizes. Dip it up, but make it good dips, healthy dips, and dip in moderation in your intake of. Pair your fruits and veggies with healthy dips like hummus, guacamole, or low-fat yogurt, or added protein and healthy fats. Planning is power. Prep your snacks in advance for those busy days. Make sure you pre-wash and pre-cut vegetables portion out fruits or grab some baby carrots and cherry tomatoes just as examples. We'll expand upon all of them in upcoming shows. That's it for today on the Workouts for Geriatrics. Bye-bye for now, and may God bless. Continue paying it forward. Everybody knows somebody challenged in all of these areas at this point in time. Main Street, Portland, Maine, Main Street, USA, Main Street around the world. We're blessed with global expansion of the show and exposure of due to yourselves and provocative guests. Again, two probing questions that you can interact. Leave us messages at the message board. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to maintaining a balanced diet? Share your thoughts. And we might offer personalized tips on your replies. And do you have any favorite calcium-rich or phosphorus-friendly recipes of your own that you'd like to share with the Silver Streakers community? Again, leave a message at the voicemail message board. We support all wild animals being driven out of their environments. Feral and rescue pets, domestic pets up against the same challenges as we humans, good foods and medicines. We can help you out in those regards and their people, plants in this planet, hopefully perceived as a harbinger of good information. Myself as the porcelain junction box, putting you in touch with butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, doctors, physicians, psychotherapists, mediators, meditators, entrepreneurs, always encompassing food for the mind, the body, and the soul. We're here each and every day. Continue to join us and pay it forward. Once again, like us over at our YouTube channel, Bill Holt at BillHolt8792. Like us, share us, give us a thumbs up, and subscribe. We'll see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye for now. Make it a safe and productive day. Peace, everybody.